Frederick G. Woodham's No Lightweight. Last time I wrote, I think I told you we'd lost our comfortable job on the railheads. We'd been shifted from general headquarters and are at the most godforsaken hole there can possibly be in France. We had a rotten journey. It's raining all the time. Ravalli was at 4 a.m. and we eventually left the station about 10. The accommodation consisted of the old cattle trucks and rations of bully and biscuits. It was a very cold and uncomfortable journey. We arrived at our destination about 4:30, and after standing in the rain for 2.5 hours with full pack on, we set out on a 10-mile march. It's the worst march I've ever done. The majority of us at the finish were absolutely knocked up, and we were only too glad to crawl into our billets before going to bed, which was about 12 p.m. if I remember rightly. They gave us a mug of tea, the first we had since 6 in the morning. The best of all, a ration of rum. The up-to-date soldier kit to carry about from place to place consists of 150 rounds of ammunition inside the pack, overcoat, a fur coat, 2 pairs of socks, 1 pants, 1 shirt, ground sheet, iron rations, emergency food supply, outside pack, Macintosh and mess tin. In the haversack, there's a cleaning kit, a holdall, 24 pounds rations, soap and a towel. On top of that, extra handkerchiefs, plate, mug, tobacco, etc. 2 smoke helmets. In a satchel slung over the shoulder, there is a respirator. In the left flap of the tunic, and filled dressing in the right. Of course, the rifle. In all, it's no lightweight. On a long march, it takes all one's strength and staying power to keep going. We are billeted in a barn and have a sea of mud to get through. We have no boards, so sleep on the ground. Fires are not allowed in the billet, and at night time it's devilish cold. In the village, there's a general shop, they're now nearly sold out, one pub, where they sell something they charge 2.5 pence for something they call beer. There are no shops of any description, and of course, no amusements. Rations are not so good now. Today's dinner, or Sunday, bully beef, stew and 2 potatoes between 35 men. We have a loaf and a bit of small loaf, 2 tins of jam between 7 men, the shortbread issue being augmented by the world-famous army biscuit. Our captain is a perfect gentleman, about the most popular man in the regiment. The junior's captain, an absolute sport, and the platoon officers are all very decent sort of fellows. We appear to be much better off in this respect than before. Certainly think that D Company has got a good selection of officers, as any other in the company battalion. One of our fellows ran across a number of audit REs, and they were inquired after Mags and myself, Freddy, or what's left of him after some very stiff marching.